Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being aired for November the 20th, 2021. I get a lot of people who just do not understand, and I enjoy their emails. I really do. I get a kick out of the whole idea that they take the time to listen to me and try to understand what I'm talking about, and take the time as well to give me a beautiful email. And I've gotten quite a few emails. These kind of emails are typically derogatory. It's from people who are deeply frustrated with their intellect or their emotionality or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's very, very kind of those of you who do not understand maybe some of the things I'm teaching you or trying to teach you, and take the time to write me and have me further explain. And I want you to understand that that means a lot to me. Throwing darts at someone is easy just because you don't understand, but asking authentic questions about, well, what does this mean, and blah, blah, blah. When you say this, what do you mean by saying that, and all these other little intrepidations that people have about their life and the teachings. So I thought it would be wonderful today to just talk about why we don't understand. And I want you to understand for yourself that I didn't understand for many, many years. I went to India. I sat with enlightened masters. I didn't understand any of it. I was a Westerner. I had a Western mind. I had Western values. I believed in 2 + 2 = 4, and that's it. That's all I knew. And I didn't go into why the equation exists and what goes beyond that equation. So everybody has something that they're dealing with one way or another that they don't understand. So I thought it would be good to open up the door a little bit and maybe talk about two questions that I got 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and maybe it'll help. First one comes from Carrie in Los Angeles. He says, I seem to be unable to understand myself. Why? And then he goes into a litany of things about himself that he does not comprehend, things like why he does certain things that he does and why he thinks the way he does, that kind of deal. He just goes on and on and on with, what's happening kind of thing. So I thought it would be good to take a look at maybe what his question's all about. Carrie, I love you dearly. I do. You seem earnest, and that is deeply moving to me. Just let me say this. To understand the self, you have to define which self you're trying to understand. The self cannot understand itself. It just can't do it. The mind cannot rationalize or theorize why it thinks the way it does. It can only make up stories, manufacture evidence, manufacture some kind of belief system, just manufacture. So the way to go about the way is to comprehend beyond the human brain and what makes sense to you. It is all about our belief in what makes sense to us that is the real issue. So when you think in terms of the mind and what it's doing and why it's doing it, how it rationalizes and theorizes things, it makes it very difficult for you to understand the self. One part of you wants to do one thing or think one way, and the other part is saying, no, you shouldn't, or I don't understand that, or that can't be done, or what are you doing? And then we have the fantasy mind. There's all sorts of selves. We have legions of selves in us from not only split personalities and ego trips that we get involved in, but also in the whole idea of missing the meaning of our life, missing who we really are. And it's really not a who, if I'm being correct. It's a what we are. And if I look at what I am to who I think I am, then things become different. They become clear to me. And I don't have the issues that I might have had if I had only struggled with the idea of thinking about who I think I am. It doesn't matter who you think you are. What matters is, can you discover what you truly are? Now, that has no self. That has no mind. That looks to the average person like craziness. The average person can't cope with that. The pedestrian mentality has always got to have what it believes in and can believe in, and that's about as far as it ever goes. So, when we're talking about the whole idea of the meaning of our life and the significance of our living, we have to ask ourselves, in proportion to what self are we talking about? If I'm looking at my human self and I'm doing things from the human standpoint, then the only self that matters is the one that's rational, logical, and I can justify my evil, as it were. But when you're talking about something other than a human self, something other than what you can believe in and what you think is tried and true, when you're looking at something more profound within you, it is because you have discovered the what you are. And what you are is far more than what you think you are. You, my dear Carrie, wherever you are in this world, in Los Angeles, you are love. And that's a very big thing. You are consciousness. You are a part of something that is huge, but not as a man, not as Carrie, but as a state of being. And that's so nebulous to the human mind, so difficult for it to comprehend, so silly in its context of trying to deal with the physical world and translate the physical world into the spiritual world and vice versa, that it just doesn't make any sense, and most people fail. They just won't go any further. Rather than trying to understand your many selves, and you have many, maybe it would be good just to develop the witness, the part of you that can watch and observe, the observer. If you start to develop the observer, you are not Carrie, you are not a man, you are not a husband, you are not a child, you are not any of the things that you have fallen into through human intellect and your physicality. If you can just observe and watch without feeling alienated, just watch. Alienated from your family and friends and even your human body, just watch. You will find you open up everything in your life. Everything that is good, everything that is loving, everything that is beautiful will start to pour into you. You are love. That's all you are. You are immense love. And once that is realized, not understood, because the human mind can only understand so much. Once that is realized, I mean, you truly get it, that is when your question will be answered. People don't make progress in their life, in their spiritual life. They really don't. because they're not convinced that their human body isn't the totality of them. They're not convinced that their human mind is not the totality of them. They're always trying to improve it or get something they want through it or whatever. And it doesn't work like that, and they become very frustrated. Just something for you to think about. I hope that helped. If it didn't, give me a call. I sent you my my phone number, and you can always call me. Please forgive me. Namaste. Last question from, this is from Chris. He does not tell me where he lives or she lives. I'm going to assume it's a male. What is there to understand about ourselves that is so important? I don't get it. Oh, Chris, what is there to understand about yourself that is so important? My goodness, everything. The biggest thing is that you are not a man. You are more than a man. That you are not really here on earth. You live in another realm, in another dimension, while existing in a human body. And the biggest one, of course, is that you are love. You're just love. But not the love that your body knows or your body wants. You're the love of something that is far deeper and far greater than you can ever imagine with your mind. And your mind couldn't cope with it anyway. You are that. That which can't be defined. That can only be realized through the heart, the authentic heart, not the human heart, the authentic heart. We miss our entire life because we're so busy trying to become the person we think will make us happy, become the person that is going to get the adoration of other people, the support of other people. That's what we're all about. We miss. So instead of wondering about who you are, think of yourself as a what. What am I? Am I this man? Am I the what of the man? Am I the what of my mother and father? Am I the what of what people have said about me? What is there to understand? The human mind is not going to be able to understand anything. Human mind can only understand from A to B. And it can't even go to C. It just basically hovers from A to B and makes its universe only what it can think from A to B. But you are so much more than that. The whole idea of beauty enters into this to me. You know, how beautiful you are. How beautiful you are in the sense of the kindness, the compassion, the goodness of your being is an immensity. And it is important to understand it that way, that it is immense. And if you can understand that, if you can accept it without understanding it, if you can understand that you don't need to understand, that maybe Chris is too small to understand the magnificence of the love that he really is, then you can enter into something called the direct experience. And in that direct experience is the way, the truth, and the light. You can do that. You really can. But the question will be, will you do it? Will you enter into it? Will you practice? Will you let love live you? Will you do all these things that allow love to be possible in your life? There are many things that you could understand about yourself. All would be relative to meaninglessness. But if you really want to know the way, if you really want to know your heart, you will have to do it through love. And that's the only thing that truly matters in this lifetime. I'm out of here. Thank you, Chris. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, I'll be back on the air tomorrow. And I got some really good questions that were sent to me, and I want to thank those of you who do. Remember, if you have a question, it's greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire, aspire.org, O-R-G. Have a beautiful one. I'm out of here. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.